Troy from Zia Comics here with another travel log for you. This is going to be the first one in Dubai. One of the first places we stopped was the world-famous Atlantis Hotel. This hotel is located on the crown of the Palm Jumeirah. Excuse me if I mispronounce it. This is that man-made island that has kind of a circle, and it looks like a date palm growing in the middle of it, and they put a bunch of stuff on it. It was the first resort built on that man-made island, peninsula, whatever you want to call it. It is, just like everything in Dubai, very extravagant. The Atlantis Resort, I guess you would call it, you can choose, they have, you know, with the theme of Atlantis, they have a huge aquarium. They have a swim with the dolphins package, which, you know, starts around $800 or more per person. But you get to go swim with the dolphins. Little controversy on how they got the dolphins over there. I'll let you Google that. I'm not going to get into it in this video. Also at the Atlantis, they have two suites, the Poseidon and the Neptune, which are underwater suites. They're about 1,700 square feet each. And the opening in the bedroom and in the bathroom, look out into the aquarium. This aquarium is massive. It's huge. You're going to see in the videos. And there's stingrays, sharks, you know, all assortment of fish in there, marine wildlife. So you could actually go to the bathroom and watch sharks go by as you're sitting on the toilet or the bidet, because they have bidets over there. Just to tell you the enormity of this aquarium doesn't do it justice. I know there's going to be a lot of aquarium pics. You might get tired of seeing them, but that's what this place is themed on, is that marine wildlife thing. You might be asking how much for that one of those underwater suites. Are you looking at around $8,000 a night, you know, plus hotel fees and taxes and everything else? $8,000 a night for a 1,700 square foot underwater suite. Needless to say, I didn't stay there. Didn't even get to see it, but you can Google and see pictures of those underwater suites. Amazing, amazing views. But let me show you what we could see. You could pay to go see the aquarium part of it. And at parts of the aquarium, you can see the windows, the openings into the aquarium for those suites. So with no further ado, let's roll that footage. Located at the tip of Palm Jumeirah, the Atlantis is a 1,548-room nautically-themed resort. It's built of the East and West Tower, linked across the top there by the Royal Bridge Suite. The aquarium is home to over 65,000 marine animals. If you decide to swim with the dolphins while you're there, most of those tickets also include a pass to the AquaVenture Water Park located on site. The nautical theme starts as soon as you walk in that front door. You walk in and look up, and there are some amazingly beautiful murals of all the marine wildlife. This is just the beginning of the nautical theme you're going to see throughout the Atlantis Hotel and Resort. The Lost Chambers Aquarium is right inside the front door. It's going to cost you approximately $30 American to get inside. Now, you see that big aquarium right there in the middle, the big column? That is your first preview of the aquarium before you even get inside and start looking around at the lagoon. They really play up the nautical theme a lot, but with a name like Atlantis, they also play up the Lost City of Atlantis theme. So you're going to see a lot of supposed Atlantean architecture, armor, different things that they would assume that Atlantis would have being an underwater dwelling. So here are a few of those for you real quick, get them out of the way. I grew up in the middle of Indiana, pretty far removed from any ocean, but I remember watching a couple of horror movies that had underwater scenes where there were a couple monster moray eels that terrorized these divers and pretty much ate them alive. And ever since then, I see moray eels and it's like nightmare fodder for me. They look cool. I don't want to be in the water with them though. These things look mean and nasty. I'm going to show you some of the side tanks, the ancillary tanks, before we move over to the main lagoon area. You may be asking, why do these aquariums have red lights in them? Well, that's because the marine wildlife in these tanks are mostly nocturnal, and to get them to come out during the day where you can see them, you kind of have to trick them with a red light. This part reminds me of Finding Nemo when Dory was swimming through all the jellyfish and she got stung. These side or ancillary tanks were located along the outside walls of the aquarium. They had a lot of the smaller fish, you know, the brightly colored ones you kind of mostly see in pet stores you can pick up for your home aquarium. Except for this guy. This guy's really big. You don't want him in your aquarium. They even had a shallow tidal pool there where you could see the stingrays up close. The Ambassador Lagoon at Atlantis Dubai is an 11 million liter aquarium. Here, if you look in the background, you can see the windows to the Poseidon and Neptune rooms. The Ambassador Lagoon is home to over 65,000 different species of marine wildlife. The inhabitants of the lagoon and an aquarium include anchovies, baby stingrays, moon jellies, moray eels, lobsters, batfish, snapper, hammer, cobia, golden trevallies, piranha, lionfish, anemones, giant grouper, blue damsels, eagle rays, white tip reef sharks, gray reef sharks, zebra sharks, and arapaima. The most favorite thing are the stingrays, though. And you see this guy wave to me. Hi. You might be wondering, like I was, why don't those sharks eat all the other fish? Well, they practice target feeding. They feed the sharks at the same time each day. The sharks are not gluttonous, so once they're full, they stop eating, and then they become disinterested in trying to hunt down and catch the other fish. As long as they have a full belly, the other fish are safe. That was my quick and dirty review of the Atlantis Hotel in Dubai. Centered mostly on, of course, the Lost Chambers Aquarium. That's really the only place I could get into besides the water park. Didn't really want to go to the water park. I didn't have $800 a night for a room, and I definitely didn't have $8,000 a night for one of the Poseidon or Neptune rooms. I showed you a big overview of what you can see in the aquarium. Really interesting if you love aquariums. It was a great place to visit. Little fun fact about the Atlantis in Dubai. Kiss, the band, has two world records that they set at Dubai. One for the highest flame and also for the most flames during a music concert. Check it out. It's in the Guinness World Book of Records. So if you're in Dubai, you want to check out one of the five-star hotels, which I think nothing is less than five-star hotels in Dubai. Check out the Atlantis. At least go through the aquarium. You know, $30 or so, it's worth it. It's a really good aquarium. If you like this video, please subscribe below. It really does help us out a lot, and it doesn't cost you anything. And until you see our next video, later, nerds.